Welcome back to Over the Next Hill Fitness Podcast. I'm Carla Coffey, your coach and host for today's episode. Today we are welcoming in Carol Luther. Carol is a dear friend of mine as well as my mother-in-law. Welcome to the show, Carol.
Thank you, Carla. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. So, Carol, I wanted to get with you to talk about your fitness journey. How did you get started in fitness and why do you continue?
I have been fairly sedentary most of my life, but I would be in an aerobics class now and then, maybe once or twice a week. Nothing really permanent. And about 5 years ago, some friends from church decided we wanted to get fit. And we formed a little group called Fit for Him. And we would meet two or three times a week. And we would walk up and down the stairs at the church, around the whole church, up and down, and just encouraged one another. Then we would walk outside on nicer days and just enjoyed the fellowship and also getting into shape. Then we decided to do a race. Fort Wayne had a Fort for Fitness 4-mile race. And we would just walk. That's what we told ourselves. We would only just walk. And we participated in it. We had a lot of fun. When we got to the stadium, Tin Cap Stadium was where the race concluded. And when we got into the stadium, we decided there was just a 1/4 mile to go. We could maybe run. It seemed anticlimactic to cross the finish line when we were just walking.
Right.
So we did. We ran the rest of the race and really enjoyed the feeling of completing it.
Yeah, 4 miles is that's a good distance for your first race. Good job.
It was a good day, and we had it was a nice sense of accomplishment.
Yeah, I bet. So, is that the race that you had a finishing title in?
I don't think I did.
Okay.
It's a very big race.
Oh, okay.
And I didn't do another race for a little while. And then I did one that was sponsored by another church. And I came in 2nd in my age group.
That's fantastic.
And I thought that was a nice accomplishment. And I was really happy about that.
Absolutely. Let me pause you right there. What age group category are you in? Or were you in?
In that group, I must have been in over 70.
Okay.
I am 76.
That's fantastic. And you came in 2nd in your age group.
I did.
That's great.
My next race was the Swiss Days race. It's a race in our community. It's a small town, Bern, Indiana. We have a Swiss Days race every summer. People who have been running in that race since they were children come back and they run with their children. And there's a 1-mile race for walkers, and then there is the 5K race. And I decided this time I was going to run a little bit. I walk and run, but I wanted to do a little bit better than I had done before. So I didn't run with anyone. I just went by myself. Besides all the other runners.
Oh, sure, sure.
And in a small town like that, there are plenty of people that you know and people that you see along the way. And people were encouraging to me. And I had some friends who were at the water stops, and that was encouraging to me too. When I finished the race, I looked around and was by myself, so I decided just to go home. And then I was told later I was supposed to wait around. I was 7th in my age group,
okay,
which at that time it was over 60.
Oh, that's quite a gap.
I thought so too.
Yeah.
So I am speaking to the organizer of the race to see if maybe they'll make another age group of over 70.
Right.
One thing I did find out by looking at the statistics online is that I was the oldest person in the race, which I was pretty proud of that.
Yeah.
But I feel like I can do it again, and I want to do it next year too.
Oh, very good. Now, when you say you looked around and you were the only one, were you last in that race?
Oh, my, no.
No.
There were many people.
Okay, well, great.
I just didn't have anybody there with me,
right.
So nobody. I decided to go home.
Okay.
And I didn't realize they were going to make a presentation, but I did make sure that I got my ribbon.
Oh, good. You were still able to get it then.
I was.
Awesome. Yeah. That's important. I have a little rack that holds all mine. Hopefully you're starting one too.
It's small, but yes, yours is quite impressive.
I would say I'm a little older than you, which is usually what I get to say to my guest, but I'm close, but I'm not older than you. I can't claim that. Now, what other things do you do besides run?
In 2009, in our community, there was a wellness center that opened, Arthur and Gloria Musselman Wellness Center. It's so handy to my house, and I started going soon after they opened just to do water walking and water toning, and I also did some silver sneakers class. I have silver sneakers insurance, which anybody who has that is so blessed because I get to belong to the Wellness Center for free.
Oh, wow.
So it's a waste of money not to go.
Sure.
So I actually go maybe 6 days a week now.
Oh, my goodness.
But I started out just going water walking and to the silver sneakers class. Then 1 January, they shut down the pool. So I decided to try yoga. The only other time I ever did yoga is when I did it with you.
Oh.
You took me to hot yoga, which I had no idea what that was.
Other than sweating.
Right, yes. And we did.
We did.
It was nice, though, but I didn't know the moves or anything like that. But at the Wellness Center, we have stretch and strength yoga, we power yoga, intermediate yoga. I do yoga almost every day, a different kind. But my real passion now has become Zumba. I love Zumba. I never miss Zumba.
Really?
It's 3 days a week. And also, I do line dancing. I found out that I love to move to music.
Apparently. Is that what the Zumba? I don't know that I've done Zumba, perhaps. But
you would.
What do you like about it?
You would like it very much because it's like salsa dancing.
Oh, okay.
We do a lot of salsa type moves.
All right. Is that what you like? Is the music portion or the dance portion or both?
I do like the moving to music, and I really like to move. Another thing that I love about the Wellness Center, well, the camaraderie,
mm-hmm.
and they welcome you when you come in, and there's places, if you're not going to exercise, just to sit and have a cup of tea with somebody, which is nice.
Oh, wow.
But I like to run on the treadmill. I've learned to do that. But something that I really have learned to do now is I don't get in my car and go anymore. I always run to the Wellness Center, so that is part of my workout, too.
That's great.
It's not very far, but it's a few extra steps a day.
Yep. And you're saving the air quality.
Yes, you are,
so
and
there
yes.
You go. So you and I, we were able to run together 2 days in a row this week. And I was very impressed with how fit you are. I mean, can you feel the difference in your fitness?
I can.
Yeah.
I can feel it.
And we also, I've been kind of, because I'm a bully when it comes to weightlifting, I try to get everybody to lift something once in a while. And you've kind of taken up, finally, my prodding. I try to do it lovingly. And you started lifting weights. How's that going for you?
It's going well. There are two classes that have weights in them, the power yoga and body toning. And I've tried to increase my weights as I started. I tried not to take anything too heavy, so
sure.
It would be hard for me. But each time I go, I try to increase it a little bit.
And you are increasing.
I am.
That's great.
Yes.
It must be, I know for me, when I get to a point when I'm lifting, I go, well, this is getting easy, I can add on again. That's such an accomplishment, isn't it? A good feeling to know that you're getting stronger.
I think it is, yes.
Yeah, we lose so much muscle after the age of 35. We lose like 10%. I think it's like a year or something. I don't remember all the statistics. So that's why it's so important to continue lifting. You don't have to lift to try to be a bodybuilder, which that is so hard to do. If you go and ask somebody with a bunch of muscles, how did you get there? It was a lot of food and a lot of lifting. And the lifting that we do in a 30-minute class or whatever is not going to get us there. So for all you women out there who are listening and you're afraid of lifting weights that you're going to bulk up, I promise you, you won't. But you need to keep going with that muscle. Keep increasing those muscles because that's what moves our bones so we can keep moving and through our ages and not have to have help walking or getting in and out of chairs or whatever. That's a muscle. So we need to keep moving those. So good job. Keep it up. I'm proud of you.
Thank you. And I'm so proud of you too.
Oh,
I think you're a wonderful coach and I have appreciated you helping me. You always have encouragement for me and I appreciate it a lot.
Oh, you're welcome. So earlier when we were talking about the podcast and you had mentioned that was it the 4-mile race that you had to stop and tie your shoe before you got to the finish line?
It was.
And then for the last 2 days, you've had to stop and tie your shoe. And so I think we need to double tie your shoes from now on. That's my coaching tip for today.
Your coaching tips are always practical, and I will remember that to keep my shoelaces tied tightly.
Okay, so what other types of exercises have you enjoyed throughout the years or that you're doing now or that you see yourself doing coming up? Do you have any plans?
I would like to continue running. I would like to continue doing yoga and Zumba. I can't think of anything new I want to add unless it would be a little dancing.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Do you have that opportunity in your small town to do dancing?
Not in our town, but south of us, there is a studio where they have lessons similar to what they have here that we can take a lesson and then just dance for the evening. And some friends took me one time, and it was really fun. I enjoyed it.
Yeah, I often, when I run, listen to podcasts. But if it's going to be a harder workout for me, like intervals, and especially during a race, I will listen to music because music is just movement. It just makes you want to move. And I think that's why you like the Zumba and the dance so much, right, is the music?
It is.
Yeah.
When you have music, you can move. I sing on the praise team, and I can't keep still when I sing. I just move back and forth when I sing, but yeah. it just makes you move.
Always getting those steps in, aren't you?
I am.
So when you started first exercising, because I remember talking with you that you only exercised, like kind of willy-nilly here, and you would move to another location and you'd go there. What really got you this time? I got to get in there and do it. What was the turning factor in your life?
One thing that's really good for me is accountability. And the fact that I'm doing classes now has really helped me. I could go over to the wellness center every day or go out and walk, which I do walk with friends a lot. But being accountable to the classes, I have to be there at 8 o'clock on Monday morning for this class. And that has really helped me to be faithful and keeping it up. Then I do other things when I'm there, but the fact that I need to be there just to be in the class.
And do they look for you and they miss you if you're not there?
They do.
That's nice.
I think they do.
Yeah.
They call if a class is canceled, so they know you're part of the class.
Wow. That's a really nice, strong community.
It is. That really helps me a lot. Mm-hmm. They like it.
And do you have... Have you ever been to any running groups in your area? Do they have anything like that in your area where people get together and go for runs?
I have never done anything like that, no.
Okay, because that's a nice camaraderie to have outside of a gym, right? So for those of you listening in, if you've never run outside before, look for your local running group and get with them. And most of them have a no runner left behind, which means somebody will stay with you to make sure you don't get lost. Mm-hmm. Because there's usually all paces. It's not typically one pace. Because when I run with our local group, I'm usually the one that brings up the rear. Now, I can run faster, but when I'm running with people that I want to talk to, it's really hard to talk if you're running fast, mm-hmm. right? Because you can't get your words out. And you're supposed to be there for that. And then you just stop and get coffee and treats, which is that's what it's all about.
That is nice.
We typically will meet at a coffee shop. Mm. But yeah, so that would give you another opportunity if you get discouraged or bored running by yourself, is to try to find a group or create one even from your wellness center. You might be able to find more people to encourage them to run, and then you will have a little group yourself.
So. In the group that I started, the Fit for Hip, that I started with, we still get together.
Oh, good.
And meet at the wellness center, or in the summertime we will run on the trail or walk on the trail after work for them. Mm-hmm. I'm retired, so that helps.
Yeah, good for you. I wish I was retired sometimes. So that's great. And now also with we were talking about the music, you can even listen to music while you're running over there to kind of get you boosted up. If you ever have that down day, you know, you're like, oh, I'm going because people are relying on me more than I want to go because I want to do it, you know, because sometimes we have those days, and once we get out the door, we're okay. But boy, you turn that music on, you're going to dance all the way to the wellness center.
That sounds fun.
Yeah. So other than Swiss Days coming this summer for that race, do you have any other races in mind that you would like to try to do, or any distances you'd like to bump up from a 5K or 4-miler?
I really haven't decided to do anything longer than a 5K. I mostly do, on my daily runs, I do only like 2 miles. Mm-hmm. Maybe I will challenge myself to do 3 some days on the treadmill, but I look forward to this summer getting outside.
For sure.
And running on the trail. Yeah. Be fun. Or just walking.
Absolutely. Yeah. Time on feet.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm, as these people are finding out, a big proponent of walking or running. Cycling is great. It's good for aerobic, but it doesn't give you the bone density conditioning that running or walking does because of gravity, right? Mm-hmm. And swimming too. Swimming is good too, but it also doesn't strengthen your bones like walking or running. So it's really important that we stay mobile in that way. Even if it is walking, that's mm-hmm. okay, because you're still getting that gravity pull and some bone conditioning. Mm-hmm. So, all right. Well, do you have any comments, questions, concerns, anything else we need to tackle?
I don't. Just wanted to say that I appreciate your coaching. Anybody who is looking for a coach, I hope they will contact you.
Oh, me too. Thank you. I really love working with all my athletes, and you're one of my favorites because you tend to take what I say to heart and at least try.
I do.
I think some of my others are like, yeah, she keeps saying weightlifting and not doing that. So at least you try. I just ask that people try. All right, well, let's wrap this up. Thank you so much for listening, everybody. If you would like to reach Carol, you can contact her through my email, carla@coffeecrewcoaching.com. Please follow, share, rate this podcast. You can also look at the Facebook page, which is the same name, Over the Next Hill Fitness, as well as my website, coffeecrewcoaching.com. Thank you, and have a great day, everybody. Bye, Carol.
Bye, Carla, and thanks everybody for listening.